Hello, everyone. Another audio blog post. Again, I do it in one take, no matter what happens. The topic today is, should you conform or should you differentiate yourself? The answer is yes to both. I think about differentiation and conformity a lot. I think about it a lot because I had an opportunity when I was younger to help raise my niece and my nephew. And I remember when I witnessed my nephew crawling for the first time, I thought that, wow, if he knew how ridiculous he looked right now, he would never start crawling. He would never then be able to walk, and he wouldn't be able to function particularly well in this world, just because he'd be afraid of people judging him. And thank goodness when we're that young, when we're toddlers, we don't really have an awareness of what other people are thinking. It's why so many little kids will run up to anyone and want to hug them and kiss them, and then all of a sudden later on they become so afraid of strangers and so afraid of being observed and worrying about what other people think about them. And then we become teenagers, we spend so much time trying to conform, trying to almost hide so that we don't stick out. And then we're told when we graduate high school and college, well, the way to make it in the world is to differentiate yourself. It's a total whiplash experience for youth. And my niece and nephew are going through that right now, as one is halfway through college and the other is going to start college next year. So when do we conform and when do we differentiate? The answer is it depends. And I think that there are times when people try to differentiate themselves for the sake of it. And it's not really rooted in any value that they have or any reason why they would want to do it. But I think you also have to understand when you differentiate yourself that there are both costs and benefits. So, for example, I have had this very extreme early bird type of way of living. That when I was a boy, my mother never had to tell me to go to sleep and never had to wake me up in the morning. I've always gone to bed early and always woken up early. It is when I'm at my best, in my opinion, and it means that good things can come from that, like audio blog posting at 4:35 in the morning, and that sometimes the cost is I'm not as social at night as I would be otherwise. But it is a way that I have differentiated my life from other people, and I think it's interesting that that's sort of the early bird ethic is very valued right now, as you hear about all these famous people or famous business owners or whatever who wake up very, very early and it makes all the difference in their life. And I would say, no, it doesn't. It's just what we're doing in the morning makes a difference. So if you are if you're a night owl, it's the issue with being a night owl is not being a night owl. It's what are you doing with your time when you're a night owl? If you're at your most creative at night and you're not doing creative things, that's on you. And I think one of the reasons why we don't is because we've been so conditioned that when we come home from work or we're finished with work, that what do to reward yourself? You often eat a big meal, which makes you tired. You then sit on the couch, which makes you more tired. Then you watch TV, which makes you feel even more tired. And you fall asleep at whatever hour you fall asleep. So the productive time for night owls is not being productive. So it's just don't necessarily go to bed early and wake up early. Just do creative things at night that will then help your sort of night owl extreme. Let's say you're an extreme night owl. That will help you be as productive as an early bird is. But it's really gaining an acceptance for some of the things that do differentiate you. And it's obviously not just about being a night owl or an early bird. There are lots of things that could differentiate us as we get older that bring value to our relationships. But at the same time, we have to recognize that conforming is a way in which we build community in a way that from an evolutionary perspective, if we don't conform to a certain degree, we can't build a community around us to support us. And therefore, we can't thrive. One of the reasons why humans have thrived so well compared to other species and why we've lasted as long as we have is this ability to build community and to have common interests and common ways of doing things. At the same time, we have to figure out ways in which that we can stick out in something in our life so that we bring value to other people's lives by sharing that. And I think I've always said this, by being honest about why we're different and rooting it in an explanation to people instead of being embarrassed by why we're different, gives other people permission to be different. I mean, how many times have I spoken to a group of people where I share something that other people say, wow, I can't believe you talked about that. And it could be about a breakup that recently happened, or it could be about my orientation, or about a time I messed up in business. And then they feel comfortable talking about a time they did the same thing. So spend some time today thinking about when it's proper for you to spend more time actually conforming, and when it's best for you to share how you are different and why that's important to you, and where it comes from. Where is it rooted, and how does it make you a very unique individual that is both a better friend, a better colleague, or a better intimate partner because of that difference? And I think that could be very helpful for all of us. So again, the answer is not simple. Sometimes you have to conform, and sometimes you have to differentiate. I wish there was a clear-cut answer to that, but there's not, and we live in a time where everyone wants clear-cut answers. But sorry, you're not going to get them here. We'll talk again soon.